Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be leading the daily devotional as Alan, the rector, is away on holidays. I will follow the daily prayer structure in the Book of Common Prayer, found on page 136. And I will use the Psalms and the readings appointed in the Church of Ireland directory. A moment of silence before we draw close to God. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praises. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was, the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 140, and I will read verses 6 and 7. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. The canticle appointed for today's service is the Te Deum, and it's found on page 125. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The reading appointed for today's service is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. It gives us a lovely picture of the early church and the fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. Following our reading, we have the Gospel Canticle Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. The Lord has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of those who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the day from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Following the daily prayer structure, we use the weekly intercessions and thanksgiving found on page 139. Today, Monday, we focus on creation in Christ. Almighty God, maker of all good things, Father, Lord of all creation, in Christ you've shown us the purpose of your providence and calls us to be responsible in the world. We pray for the world, particularly at this time of the pandemic and the effects it has had on so many people around the world. We pray for those who are ill and those who've been bereaved and those who are caring for the sick. We pray for all the nations of the world, and particularly we pray for our own country. We pray for those in authority, those who are members of the government, and those who are in positions of leadership. Give them wisdom and discernment as they lead the people. We pray for peace in the world, particularly peace between nations, peace between races, and peace between religion. We ask that your peace would reign supreme. We pray for all those who maintain order, the Gardaí and the army. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the order of created things, the resources of the earth, and the gift of human life. We thank you for the continuing work of creation and for our share in it. Help us to be wise, to care for the environment, and to care for one another. We thank you for creative vision and inventive skill. We thank you for your faithfulness to us in patience and in love, and for every human response of obedience and humble achievement. We delight in your purpose and work to bring all things to their true end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment of silence, we bring before God our own prayers and petitions, and think of people known to us who are in need of prayer at this time. Eyes of Jesus look upon them, hands of Jesus hold them, arms of Jesus enfold them, feet of Jesus guide them, heart of Jesus pour your love upon them. The General Collect. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together the family prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, this day and always.